This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Pro Design Countertop Specialist presents Preps Football Training Camp coverage on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Bruce Dick.
Well, good afternoon for our first day of prep training camp. And I'm Bruce Dick. Along we have our intern, Garrett Royer, who's going to be with us a little bit today as well. But it's a hot one here at Platte Valley. And looks like we're going to have Coach Hoffman on first. But, yes, we are brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. We want to thank Pro Design Countertops and, of course, the sponsor for today for the Platte Valley Broncos. Hey, thanks to Agman Agricultural. They are the sponsor for today in agricultural accounting. Let them plow through your paperwork, whether you like it or not. Today's tax laws are so complicated that filing a relatively simple return can be confusing. It is just too easy to overlook deductions and credits to which you are entitled. Even if you use a computer software program, there's no substitute for the assistance of an experienced tax professional. Let the experts at Agricultural Accounting plow through your paperwork. Go to Agman.com. That's AGMAN.com. Well, we're going to start off with the head guy today. We're going to start off with Coach Troy Hoffman. And, Coach, I can't believe, man, it is August 10th. We're ripping, roaring, ready to go.
And we've already got a week under our belts. Just think of it that way.
And, I had the commissioner on this morning, Mike Krueger, talking about the acclimate week, acclimation to the hot weather and interesting studies done, especially with linemen, how to train them and different things like that. How helpful has that been, hey, when you started coaching, when I started coaching, we didn't give it a lot of thought. We conditioned our athletes fairly the same.
You're right.
Now it's more specificity of training, even amongst different positions on the football field.
We use that whole week, number one, just to introduce the kids to the system. But then you keep your reps, you keep the process through the practice, keep the tempo going so the kids can get used to it. They're in their helmets. There's a lot of things that you can do. But we really had a great time and have adjusted the last couple of years with this whole process. Like you said, the old school was the two-a-days. So in the morning, we would get up there and we'd do county fair stuff and get after it and kind of condition when it was cool. And then in the afternoon, think they're going to come back and be all ready to go. What we have learned through the years, you just get them all ramped up a little bit more. They're ready for it. That they get to hear all the words and they're not overwhelmed mentally and physically at the same time.
Man, Coach, you finished so strong last year. Your team went 5-5, but 4-0 in league.
Yeah.
You had a great, great last half of the season. You lose some key elements. There's no doubt about it. Right. Most high school teams do, from year to year, but you have some six starters back. What excites you about coming to practice today with the squad you have on hand?
Coach, every year is unique. And when you start taking it for granted, I think there's part of that that takes away from why we coach. For me, what gets me excited is that this group of kids has come back here and what we're doing. I shared with you that we had a lot of players last year get playing time.
Right.
We, losing Regan to graduation and, man, what a year Ben had, and who knows what could have been possibly at Meeker if he doesn't get injured and with his ACL there at Highland. But, you take those times, and then each player has to step up, and I'm hoping the ones that got that opportunity. But we're looking forward to it. And what gets me going is the fact that we have new kids coming in as freshmen. We have a couple of kids that are returning back. Logan Van Est, he played with us as a freshman. Decided some things during the middle part of his high school career here, but this year he reached out and said, "I'd like to go," and it's like, "You're welcome back with open arms."
I saw that he was coming back, Coach, and thank you for a little questionnaire. But, yeah, he's coming back after not playing last year. That always gets a coach excited, too, because, you know, they're out of something and they miss it.
Yes.
And they want to come back.
And I hope it was a lot of the missing part, but I think really what it is he's got a great mindset of what he wants to do once high school's done. And a lot of players, a lot of young men haven't reached that yet. So when he decided he wanted to join us and we had him in practice, we're all going, how do we get him ramped up? You know, do you focus on one side of the ball or the other? Heck no. He reached out to me. He says, I just want to play. And so we've been pushing him, and he went with us to team camp. And I'll tell you what, it gives an old defensive coach like myself a little bit of less palpitation seeing him on the edge for me. So looking forward to seeing that wrestler grab everything and make sure everything's swallowed up.
And run down that quarterback.
Yeah. And really cause havoc. And the thing is he's got good instincts. There's a lot of other things, and he's picked it right up. But you know what I really missed about Logan, and it exemplifies the last few days here, is just his leadership. Kids are drawn to him. You know, and with a small senior class, he's going to stand out for a lot of the right reasons.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Coach, talk about your camp experience this summer with the fellas.
We went down to CSU Pueblo. We started a couple weeks beforehand. Took 27 kids down there. Yeah. And when we were down there, it was us and Highland, the only 1A schools. Everybody else was bigger. So you get an opportunity to see where you're at.
Did you talk to those guys while you're down?
Oh, yeah.
Highland?
I
know
Jay, you do. I've known Jason for a long time. And I told him, you know, hey, weather this storm, all the changes that you're going through, weather through it, do what's right for the kids. But he's a great guy, and he'll do well for them there.
Yeah,
but, you know, it is a little bit of a – we bowed back a little bit a few times when we had him, and our kids were making sure that the intensity was there. But we went up against Lutheran. You know, we got a chance to see them in Rock Canyon. And, you know, a lot of times – well, we went to Pueblo last year as well. And they do this thing on Sunday night called King of the Hill. And what you do is you get out there, and if you win, if you score from the three-yard line, you stay in. Or if you stop them, you get to stay on. And they realized it last year, the kids that were with us, it's just one play, right? So this year, again, we got in there, and we held our own, made it all the way to the finals.
That is
made
exciting.
Made it all the way to the finals.
And what a great fun thing for a summer camp, too.
Right.
You know, to just to instill that amongst your players, task on hand, and you win this, you stay.
Correct.
You win this, you stay. That is fun. New league coach, I looked in there. What are they calling it? The 1A C League or C Region or something right now. We need to find a name,
Bruce
Chassa. We need to find a name for this football league. But, man, it's a nice league, coach.
Yeah, Chassa sent out this thing, and I had to forward it on to Mr. Applehans, and it said they're wanting our suggestions for the name of our league. And I go, Kyle, we get to name our league. We're not just League 6 this year. But, yeah, talking about being in a pretty competitive league, you have Ray and Yuma, perennial 1A playoff teams all the time. Ray's made it. They won it, what, 2 years ago? And they're always in the Final Four. Levi's got such
They don't have their quarterback. Well, I'm sure they have a good one, but, boy, did they lose a good one.
They lost about five great kids, but he seems to replace them. He lost those two big defensive end kids. We saw him in our scrimmage last year, but his quarterback is on playing at the next level. So looking forward to seeing how we stack up against them, and haven't ever played Holyoke. I watched them when I first moved here to Colorado, or to Kersey. Been in Colorado all my life, but I got a chance to watch them clear back win in the early 90s when Holyoke used to play and beat up on Platte Valley. So it's going to be fun with that. And
the Dragons.
That's right. And Wiggins is going to be a year more experienced under their new coach. And so a lot of things happening in our league. And a little bit more travel, but looking forward to it.
Yeah, I saw the league and trying to learn the new cycle and things like that. And I looked at that and I said, boy, that is a terrific 1A league. Coach Woody always impresses me too, the amount of multi-sport athletes that you possess and you have on your roster.
I reached out with your questionnaire. There's a lot of things I can just spit off, but one of the things you asked is what's unique, but I couldn't really think of anything. And then Tate Mecklenburg, one of my assistants, he goes, think about what we do every year. And he named off the number of them. And when we're here at Platte Valley, our building has great individuals. And a lot of those kids need to be representing. And so we really try hard to get them to go do multiple sports, be a part of it. I've always said you're going to learn something at every sport you play, every club you're a part of. And I think that's important. And it does enhance that high school you know, experience is what I feel. And look at the kids we're going to get this year. Like you have Caden Tucker as an example, three-sport athlete. Jason Harrison, senior three-sport athlete, runs track and wrestles, of course. He's a state placer every year. So, but getting Logan back, he's a multi-sport athlete, and then we have several basketball players. So looking forward to all of that.
And I know, boy, and there not only several basketball players, several very good basketball players.
Yeah.
I'm going to add to that. Yep. Hey, Jackson Gentry, one of those kids, takes over quarterback. You replace a Regan Enstrom that's – I'm trying to think, yeah, I knew I was here before Reagan, but – he's been here forever. He's one of those guys when you're shaking hands at the end of the game and he's finally a senior, you go, I'm so glad you're a senior. What he brought to your program.
You know, and his when Regan was here, it was his sophomore year, he kind of got thrust into that that starting role after an injury. And after a few licks and a few knockdowns, he stood up and kept going. A little bit of hesitation. He thought he was going to focus on basketball, but he came back that junior year and said, nope, I'm in this. We're going to do this. And then, of course, you saw a little bit of tweaks in our offense last year that Ben Fusco made that really helped him shine a lot more towards, especially in our league season and stuff. Jackson Gentry, he's a playmaker. I used to just get on him because that boy would see things, and he knows what we were telling him, but he'd do his own thing. You know what I like about Jackson right now is he's doing what he's being asked. Coach Fusco and him have worked hard on it. He spent a lot of time on his own this offseason. He went to some summer things with Jeremy Hayden, and I'm really proud of him, and he's just willing to put in the work. Get him to be 6'4", and then we'll be right back where we need to be.
Well, he's going to be his own guy at his height, and he's a terrific athlete. Hey, Coach, it's always great coming out here to see the Broncos and practice getting started right now. Just excitement in the air. Valley. First game.
Bringing back the rivalry.
How about that?
Yeah. They got a new coach, so it's one of those, what do we expect? And it's like, all right, boys, this is what we're going to do. We know what our base stuff is, and we'll see how well we can adjust as coaches. But, yeah, new coach over there, so they'll have their numbers in a certain way, and they'll do their things, but it'll be fun to get back to playing them. Yep.
Guys, just line up and let's play football.
Looking forward to it. You know, the week of acclimation is good, but then to still think we have this week, school hasn't even started yet. So I don't even have to deal with all that distraction, but that all comes next week. And like I said, at least we open at home, get the kids a little comfortable there, and we'll get after it.
Coach, thanks so much, man, for spending the time. Of course, we can't just come out here without great cooperation, and you're one of the best. Thanks so much.
Well, I appreciate it. It's always good to talk to you guys, and I get to brag about my boys. So that's important for me.
That is Coach Troy Hoffman, and they are starting practice right now. It's a hot one here, but a little cloud cover. I know those players appreciate that. We're going to be back with more Broncos after this. And once again, thanks to Agricultural Accounting. Get those taxes done. Welcome back to Prep Training Camp, day one of our high school prep coverage, and we are at the Bronco land right here in Kersey, Platte Valley Broncos. And hey, thanks to Agman Accounting, Agricultural Accounting, for this sponsorship. Whether you like it or not, today's tax laws are complicated. That filing a relatively simple return can be confusing. I can tell you all about that. It's just too easy to overlook deductions and credits to which you are entitled. Even if you use a computer software program, there is no substitute for the assistance of an experienced tax professional. Let the experts at Agricultural Accounting plow through your paperwork. Go to agman.com. That's AGMAN.com. Well, I always enjoy this guy, Ben Fusco. Yes, you know that name here in Northern Colorado. Coached at a few different schools, and you find yourself again out here assisting Coach Troy Hoffman, and you got that offense rolling. I've already heard good things about the offense, but hey, where does it start for you this year offensively, Coacher?
Well, First off, it's always fun talking to you, Bruce. It's always been fun talking to you. I love Kersey, man. It's sunny and it's amazing and it's sunny. So you get a lot of heat.
And we got a little cloud cover right now.
I know, right now we do. But dog days of summer is a true statement out here in Kersey, Colorado. But, you know, I think the offense in Kersey is going to be a and needs to be a team-based offense. So,
sure.
You know, there's not we have amazing athletes, but we are preaching as a team, and on that side of the football, a cohesive unit, right? So everything has to start with a competitive and physical offensive line, and then we'll build from there. So we have really high expectations for the boys. Got some key positions that I feel like we got some kids there. So crossing fingers to stay healthy like all small school teams are, right? How healthy can you stay? And I'm excited for football as always in August. It's great.
Hey, any returning from your offensive line? Let's
talk
about that.
Oh, yeah. So the first four, there's actually four returners. So,
nice.
Yeah, so we had a young man who transferred out last year, you know, went to be with mom in Utah and then moved back. Our right tackle, Braxton Hopkins, and senior. So he's a great fit to come back in. So he missed the year, but they came right back in and stepped back in. So from an experience standpoint, we're sitting with Oscar Reinhardt at right tackle, Christian Vittori Toro at center, Bali Modesto at guard, and Silver at left tackle, man. So all four of those kids played last year, a lot of snaps, which is really helpful when you have an intense guy like me barking at him for sure. So.
And when you have that center guy back, when you have the center back, man, it's where it all starts. The communication, the reads, so valuable. But, you know, you lost a lot of starters, but sounds like your offensive line, pretty good shape.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be the foundation for all teams. You can say anything you want about however many skills you have, and we've got some competitive skills, but unless that unit, and I'm a former lineman, so I'm really biased, obviously, for that, you know. But it starts with those five. And, you know, we lose, obviously, the Edstrom kid quarterback last year, and we used the Cockcroft kid. You know, we lost him in the final against Highland last year.
Yeah,
to towards knee.
ACL.
And then those are two big, you know, key players. But I think we've got, got a little quarterback who's feisty and he's intense and he's focused, Jackson Gentry. And
athletic.
Athletic kid. So, I'm really excited. I always have the highest expectations for sure. But we're holding those boys to the standard. So I feel good about it.
How do you switch from a 6'4 quarterback to a smaller quarterback?
That's a great question. I think you find what fits for him, right?
Sure.
So where Regan can see a lot of things, we're going to move the pocket sometimes, right, for Jackson, right? We're going to rely on the offensive line to set up different things for us. So, you know, show your poker hand too early in the season, but we're going to dabble with some things that make our quarterback successful. We're going to find things that are good for this unit this year, because that's the fun part is, you know, you end your year and you say, oh, I'm going to replace this kid and that kid and this kid. And then as the year progresses, maybe this kid grew a little bit and maybe this kid got in the weight room a little bit. And you get into fall and you're like, oh, okay. And so you become this whole fun new unit. And I say every year that, you know, our season in 2026 is going to be our season. It's going to be unique to who we are now.
And, Coach, it always amazed me how much growth there is between that freshman and sophomore year.
Huge.
It's just so, no matter what the sport,
you
know, just the growth is so intense.
Yeah.
And you had some freshmen
saw
the field quite a bit last year.
Yeah, we did. You know, that's common when I was, you know, in the Greeley school and we were playing eight-man ball. And, you know, it's the same here at small ball. You get more freshmen that can kind of peek in. So, you know, got some kids that are a year older. How many kids have you had over the years on the basketball court that they pop a growth spurt right after that freshman year, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, their knees got a little thicker, right? I don't have these skeletal bodies anymore.
Absolutely. And here's what's happened to me a few times too. They grew after their freshman year in college.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Those guys.
The ones that are writing the booster checks when they come back, you know? Like, where'd your shoulders come from? All of a sudden,
goodness.
These bulky shoulders. Yeah, hopefully you get the kids where they get
the
growth. He's 5'11
as a senior, and then he comes back
like
after
three.
His freshman year, and he's like 6'4, you know, 6'3, 6'4.
Oh, yeah.
It's just fun watching that. Hey, new league.
Yeah.
When I saw this league, when I was, you know, looking at some things about you guys, this is a fun league. I know it's travel, a little more travel.
I'm used to that.
But, man, there are some fun programs in here, you know, starting with Ray, Yuma, Wiggins, Holyoke. I mean, down the list, Great league.
Yeah, I mean, Plains football, as a guy who was at Day Spring for a long time, yeah. And we play at Axton and Akron and Marino and all those kids, like, it's, you're used to that Plains-style football. It's always smash mouth. It's always, they're good kids. Their coaches are great. I'm excited. And then a two-year cycle is always fun. You get a refresh. And I think now we get, like, everything's new. Who are we going to be? Who are our opponents going to be? So we're excited about the road trips. We're excited about our home games. It's going to be fun.
Mason Hunt back at in the backfield, Coach?
That's correct, yep.
He showed some terrific stuff at the end of the year last year.
Yeah, Mason's got a really good vision right now at the running back spot for our system. You know, I cut my teeth here and then, you know, under Jeremy Hayden, a little bit at Northridge, and who's kind of one of my mentors as far as the style of offense. So, you know, the system works for Mason as well, and he sees the field real well. That's the one thing for tailback in our system that he does. He sees the cutback lanes. He's a good kid, and he has a great acceleration. So, again, crossing fingers for health, but he's going to be a good fit for us. And then, you know, I'm really excited about our tight end core, right? Jason Harrison and Caden Tucker and, you know, these guys that are physical and are going to be in the game. So we're really excited for them. Then towards defense, man, on the other side of the ball, the boys are flying around. We had a tremendous camp in Pueblo in July. Good shot in the arm for the kids. Great competition.
You know, I got Troy's take a little bit on the camp down in Pueblo. I'd love to hear from you, too. Just, you know, besides the football, you get such a great bonding week, and you learn about kids, and kids learn about you.
Yeah.
That may not have ever happened without just getting them away.
That's exactly right.
Getting them isolated a little bit.
Yeah, in a world where there's a lot of security staying at home, it's nice to get, you know, 2.5 hours down, 3 hours down south, sitting in the dorm. So you're in the muck and the mire together. So, it was a great shot in the arm. We got out of it what we needed to, and I think what was really positive was how the boys rallied around each other. You know, all of those camps are built to have this really fun second night down in their stadium where you're competing one play on the goal line, and the boys had a tremendous showing.
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill with every team. You know, at 5A teams and down, the boys had a couple of great stands. It was perfect for what they needed, and they were hyped about it, and it was a really a positive camp. One of my best camps, I think, just from an atmosphere, like
yeah.
You said.
You know, that's fun, Coach, because when you talk about camps, whether it's been the social media aspect the last few years or the, you know, looking at the cell phone constantly, the scrolling, now colleges are picking up what high school teams are doing. They're taking their kids away.
That's right.
Taking the phones away.
That's right.
Different things just to be, you know, get bonded and learn just how good you can be.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's important to get away from those phones if you can and get kids to focus the old way. So it's good.
So defensively, what's your role defensively? Do you just sit back and
tell Troy what he's doing wrong? Complain at him a little bit.
You go back and forth during the week.
He's great for us too because, you know, Troy, he's a great game manager in my opinion. He manages the game well, so he's always saying things that I forget. So it's helpful. I just, whatever he needs, you know, I'm eyes in the sky or, you know, most of the time I'm focused on my own script and my own side of the ball. So I get out of his way and let him do his thing, and then he chimes in when I need it, man. He's such a great asset, and that's why I'm really grateful to be back. Troy is an anchor here and a really dear friend, and, I mean, this man watched me play high school ball at Greeley Central in the late 90s, man. So
17 years.
A long time.
How many schools throughout Colorado can say their coach has been there 17 years?
That's a rare thing.
Especially in this day of age.
100%. 100%. Very rare.
Man, Coach, it's always great talking to you, man. I know you've got offense to go today a little bit. So
I'm ready to go yell at kids, Bruce. I can't yell at you.
You're going to yell. You can yell at me anytime. you know that. But it's always fun watching your teams, watching your offenses. And good luck, man.
Thanks. Appreciate you, Bruce.
All right. Yep. That is Ben Fusco. Yes, the offensive coordinator. He gets the job done here offensively here at Platte Valley for the Broncos, and some different faces that he'll be coaching this year. Guys through graduation, and we're going to talk to a few of those guys, and one of the next guys we're going to talk to will be that quarterback, Jackson Gentry, after these messages. Again, thanks to Pro Design Countertops and Agricultural Accounting. We'll be back with Jackson after this. We'll be right back.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to our prep training camp. We are out here at Platte Valley covering the Broncos, man. And it's a hot one. You know, it's they had an acclimation week last week to, you know, work in pads and or without pads, shorts and helmets, basically, to try to get acclimated a little bit. But, hey, we're going to bring on one of the better multi-sport athletes here in Northern Colorado right now, Jackson Gentry. Taking over for quarterback this year,
yes,
Jackson,
sir.
Full-time, baby.
Yep.
How are you, first of all?
I'm good. I'm great. You know, just excited to play.
I know you're always – not only are you excited to play, it's exciting to watch you play athletics.
Yes, thank you.
Whether it's on the football field, the basketball court. I don't like watching you on the basketball court when I'm on the other side, yeah. You know, at that other bench. But you do a tremendous job for these guys. And, hey, I want to ask you about the summer. We talked a little off the air. You multi-sported it again.
Yes, sir.
You did a little basketball and football. Tell us about your summer.
It was good. I also played some club baseball, so that was fun. Just managing that club baseball and basketball for sure, and then getting here when I needed to for my team. And, yeah, it was good. It was fun.
Now, I had a player one time that he'd be playing a baseball game, and underneath his baseball uniforms, he put on his basketball uni. So as soon as the baseball game was over, he'd hop the fence and get into the gym. That's you.
Yep. I would have a baseball game in the morning and have to go play some basketball. So
that
was fun, though.
That is awesome. Hey, tell us about, you know, you're just getting started, but some of your expectations taking over the quarterback job here for the Broncos.
Yeah. I mean, my goal is just be consistent, you know. My guys got to rely on me. I got to do what I got to do for them, and they'll help me out, right? I just want to win. That's all I want to do.
Tell us your relationship with Coach Fusco now. Second year that Coach has been here. What have you learned from him?
It was really good to get to know him last year, getting all his information, staying in his ear, and now I could go talk to him whenever. I could talk to him about life, whatever I want to, football, whatever it is. I've learned a lot just my footwork-wise. That's what we're really focusing on right now is having my feet right. If my feet are right, then everything else will probably go right.
You know, and I know you hear this on the basketball floor, but how important footwork is.
Yeah.
Boy, the quarterback position, how important is footwork, Jackson?
If you don't have your footwork right, you can't focus on anything else. If your footwork's right, your timing's off, like everything's off. So as long as your footwork is there, you'll be good.
What's your favorite footwork drill from the quarterback position?
We do a lot of conditioning in that way, just dropping the whole field. But I just think throwing routes, just feeling it out. You could try out different things and just see what works best for you.
Now, are you guys shotgun? Under center, combine it.
We're doing both. So,
okay,
yep.
Okay, not that we're going to give any secrets away, but only takes one series
for
the opponent to know that.
No, but, we're lots of bulls, so.
Yeah, and growing up, playing quarterback, what made you, at what age, when did Jackson say, you know what, this is the position I want to play, man, and I'm going to work at it and get it done?
Probably just middle school, just starting off. I just like to be in control, you know. If I can control what I can control, then I don't really have to worry about anything else. If I'm in control, then I'm happy.
And knowing that you're the quarterback, you have to know exactly what everybody's doing on the field.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
What kind of repetitions and how do you work, let's say, with those receivers, first of all? What's the time put in with those guys?
I think first off, it's just the friendships you got to have with them. You got to be able to trust them. They got to trust you, right? And just after practice, we do some routes with them. Before practice, pat and go routes, and just knowing who you got speed-wise. Like, we got Jackson Bowery, he's really fast, and we got two tight ends that are they're not as fast as them, but they're more physical, right? So you got to know where they like the ball and how they catch the ball.
Okay. Now, you can't answer yourself for this next question, okay? Who's the toughest dude on this football field?
You guys probably don't know him yet, but Graham Pierce. He is tough. On the basketball court, he's a tough guy.
We don't know him.
Nope.
How come?
You'll know. He didn't play a lot last year, but he'll be out there this year.
He'll be out there
him
this
and,
year.
Him and Logan Van Nest.
Yeah, Logan. Yep. Coach said Logan's back after that year off. Mm-hmm. And so
he didn't
excited.
Skip a beat.
Right back to where he was.
Exactly.
Man, Jackson, again, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, man, it's a delight to see you play.
Yes, sir.
Good luck. Have fun.
Yep.
And I know you're going to lead these guys to some good things this year.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, buddy. And Braxton's coming over next.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're gonna enjoy having Braxton here on the phone right now. Good to meet you. All right, we're going to continue here as we're swapping headphones and things like that. But it is hot out here, and right now we have Braxton Hopkin, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Braxton. How do you deal with this heat, buddy? You're a big dude.
I mean, mostly we're just spraying water on ourselves, honestly. The ice water feels great.
But, you know, last week you did get to do some conditioning. You did get to do some things like that. A valuable week. But let's just go forward, man. First game against Valley. You guys know all about Valley. There's no love lost there. So tell us what it's like to be able to open up with the Vikings.
Honestly, I think it'll be a pretty good game. I mean, we've been going head-to-head with them for every year of our lives. So, I mean, we know a lot of the guys that play out there. So it's just a great time, like, going out with guys that we've played against the whole time. Just,
any friends on the team over at Valley? Or acquaintances?
A couple acquaintances.
A couple acquaintances.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, Coach Hoffman, experienced coach here, you know, with the Broncos. What's he bring to the team, you know, entering this season?
I think he's more about, like, getting us all together as, like, a whole group, like a family. Like, everything is a brotherhood around here, and I feel Troy and all the coaches out here, they just want to, like, keep that as a priority as we're all out here putting in the work together. So, like, we might as well be a family about it.
Hey, which side of the football do you like better?
Defense, for sure.
Defense, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you could script the perfect defensive play for Braxton Hopkin, what would that play be?
Honestly, I've thought about this a lot. Just coming out the outside, getting the QB by myself and knocking the ball out of his hands, and just a fumble recovery by myself. You know?
There you go. And scoop.
Yeah,
don't forget the scoop and score, baby.
Scoop and score.
That is awesome. But, hey, what age were you when you first started playing football?
When I started, I was in first grade.
Yeah.
I think six, seven years old, something
ever,
like that.
And you've never missed a beat?
No, sir.
That is,
I've stayed consistent with my whole life.
That is awesome. So so when some of you and your buddies get together, you know, maybe it's this next Saturday after a practice or scrimmage, whatever, and you head somewhere. You live here in Kersey. Where are you going to head out to get a bite to eat with just you and the buddies?
I think our lineman meetup is mostly Dairy Queen or Chili's, honestly.
Yeah.
We go to Chili's, especially when they have their all-you-can-eat wings. So kind of clear them out real quick.
Man, yeah. I can kind of relate to that by watching others, you know. And it's nothing like seeing the big guys gather around, and it's time to chow down. What do you most look forward to this season, Brax?
This season, I think I just look forward to being out on the field with all of my closest guys. I mean, our line is probably the closest group we have right now. Like, we've been in this for years. Like, everyone's just great friends with each other. Like, we get along well, and we just work well, like, with everyone on the team. I mean, It's just being there together, honestly.
You know, Coach Fusco mentioned how excited he was to have you guys as returners, this you know, is. That you've played together. What does that experience, you know, mean for you guys entering this year, knowing that you have – you've seen a lot of it now. You know what Coach is talking about.
Yeah, I mean, our line's been together for, I think all of our starters now were starters last year too. So, like, we've been through the rough together for multiple years now and working together in practice. I mean, Ben probably said it all. Like, it's a great time having everyone out here that's been here together. Like, we just get in a groove and we just work well.
What's the biggest thing you guys do to help that quarterback, Jackson, as he takes over at the helms this year at quarterback?
Honestly, we just get faster. We just got to get faster feet because some of these teams got fast dudes on their D lines. So we just got to be able to move. And our biggest thing is communication. Like, you'll hear us out there. We're yelling and like talking about everything. If we see linebackers moving or D linemen doing anything, like, it's constant communication. Sure. Like, yelling towards each other.
That is terrific. So, hey, I don't know if you've even looked at your schedule, but what's the one game you would circle? Individually, to say, man, this one is a must.
I don't really know. I don't know if we play Eaton yet or this year. So
whether you do or not, that's the answer.
Yeah, it's got to be Eaton or Highland, honestly.
Highland, I know Highland is on your schedule. That is great. So, hey, Braxton, so good talking to you, man. Go out there. Stay hydrated, buddy.
Oh, yes,
okay,
sir.
Before you get back out on that grass, go grab a bunch of water.
Oh, don't you worry. Well, sir.
That is Braxton Hopkin, the OD, the offensive lineman, defensive lineman, man. He is one of the glue guys, makes it happen up front. And next we're going to be bringing on one of his teammates, and I think we have Jackson Bauer, right?
No, Jason.
Okay. Jason, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Good, good, good.
Where's Coach having you play right now?
Honestly, everywhere.
Everywhere?
I feel like throughout my whole career, I've actually kind of played everywhere. But right now, mostly tight end, wide receiver, and then on defense, linebacker, and then I come off the edge sometimes depending on the play.
What's your favorite? Do you have one?
My favorite has got to be offense. I just love the offense side of the ball. I used to love defense back in, you know, middle school, but now getting the ball, making plays is just where I love to be.
There you go, getting to the end zone.
Yes, sir.
I love it. Hey, with Coach Fusco as your OC right now, what does he bring to the table? How does he make you better?
You know, I think that Fusco brings a new light into our new offense. Last year we saw it about halfway through. This year we were starting with it the whole time. We have a whole new set of plays, new everything. One thing that I bring that I like from wrestling is that if you have one thing, one shot, one offense, one play, you know, if it works, then you just keep it going. And that's kind of how our offense is. And I think when we get that play down, and I think it's already down, that we can just run through people. And off of that comes a lot more plays. You know, offense, good offense makes better offense.
Jason, how does wrestling help you to become a better football player?
Well, I think
and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
And vice versa.
Well, I think there's a lot of different things. I would say the biggest part is conditioning, just being able to be a better athlete. I would also say on the defensive side of the ball, I'm able to get lower in my tackles, able to make those better plays. And on the offensive side of the ball, just that grit and that power that comes from wrestling. You know, you got to be crazy to go out there on the mat and wrestle somebody. So I think that bringing that into football and bringing football into wrestling is just – makes me such a better athlete.
And we are speaking to Jason Harrison of the Broncos. You mentioned you just play a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Coach has to love that. Because during this season, there's going to be something that happens during the game, and he's going to come up and says, you got to move here.
Yep.
And how prepared are you for that?
You know, honestly, I think I'm prepared as much as a player can be. I really pride myself in being an all-around player and just being ready, next man up. I hear that a lot on the sidelines. And as a freshman, I was kind of just one position guy. And throughout my whole career, I've grown into much of a bigger player, and I don't want to pride myself, but I'd like to say I'm a big part on this team.
Oh, absolutely. And not only are you saying that, your teammates are saying that, your coaches are saying that. You open up with Valley.
Yep.
It seems kind of a long ways away. It'll get here a little quicker, and I know you guys can't wait, but what's that adrenaline rush you get on that first game under the lights going out on that field?
Well, our first game is home, so I think that makes it such a bigger part of, you know, our schedule. For me, I have a pregame ritual that I like to do, and just to calm me down from that adrenaline, because, you know, you get those nerves, you get those excitement, and you just really got to take it back from there and look at yourself. You know, Fusco says be in your feet. You know, can't focus, think about the end of the game. You can't think about, you got to think about the play that you're on right now.
And, boy, is that great advice. Do you have a favorite pro or college football player?
I would like to say I think my favorite is right now I really like Caleb Downs. I think he's just a really good player, all-around player. Like, he plays both defensive side of the ball. But I think that his grit and his power just emulates what I can kind of do as well.
I asked your quarterback this question, Jackson, and you can't answer yourself, okay?
Okay.
Who's the toughest dude on the team?
Toughest dude on the team. I would have to say Cooper Dyer or Graham Pierce. Those two, man, they will come get you. They have energy. They got power every play. And I don't think, you know, I think that drive just comes from wanting to be big parts of the team, and I hope they are. Especially on defense, I think they're going to be really big for us this year.
You know, we have next to us listening in Kyle Johnson. He's going to be in the studio under Friday Night Lights this year reporting, and love working with Kyle. But, Kyle, I think it's a consensus maybe on the toughest dudes. Yeah. And, you know, if we need escorted or anything like that after a game, I know what – I'm going to find those numbers on the program.
Everybody better find
real
those
quickly and say, if you're an opponent – watch out, because this guy's going to protect not just his players, but everybody else as well.
Yes, sir.
That is great. Jace, so good talking to you, man. Yes, have a great week of practice. This is a tough week. There's
it
no
is.
Doubt about it, but you guys are meant for it, and best of luck against Valley and beyond.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Jason Harrison, that's boy, what some great guys talking to. I can't believe how fast this hour goes, but it's always terrific being out here at Platte Valley, home of the Broncos. We're going to take our last break, and we'll be back to wrap up the program after this. Welcome back as we wrap up today's show, man. It was so good being out here. And, of course, thanks to Coach Troy Hoffman. Thanks to the OC, Ben Fusco, for their hospitality as well. Braxton Hopkins did a great job starting it off with those players, Jackson Gentry and Jason Harrison. Terrific kids. I'll tell you, watch out for these guys. They won four games after that latter part of the season last year, did get beat in the playoffs, but they made the playoffs. New league right now, so it's going to be fun. Want to introduce Garrett Royer, our intern. Garrett, thanks for hopping on and helping me out today a little bit, man. It's hot out here.
Hey, all thanks to you and everybody at KFK. Can't wait to get things going with you guys. But yes, on the back side of the building right here, I mean, great to know that football season's upon us. Looking at the 10-day forecast, I think we have some hope coming by.
We certainly do. Hey, thanks again to Pro Design Countertops. Get that new countertop. Pro Design, thank you for your sponsorship. And of course, Agricultural Accounting. Get those taxes done by a professional. Hey, signing off from Kersey, Colorado, home of the Broncos. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be at Berthoud High School.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.